Now when Rob's all excited,
and we are delighted
to give you permission to bite it.
For real, what you think? What you think I care about you?
No.
Why not?
Because if you care about me, you wouldn't be fucking screwing LaDonna.
Well, you wouldn't be screwing.
This country, you gotta make the money first. Then when you get the money, you get the power. Then when you get the power, then you get the woman.
Live and direct from MacCity.com. Did you miss me? I figured I better get up on here, man, because it was just too many rumors floating around. Like, I was dead of a heart attack. Like, damn, is this nigga alive? You know what I'm saying? Yes, I'm still alive. I'm still kicking, man. I had to take me a long hiatus, man. I had to get my mind right. It's been about a year. It's coming up on a year. The last podcast I had actually uploaded was in October. And we're coming up on the year anniversary of when I just dropped off the map. Man, I just had to take me a break from the cyber world, man. Oh, wow. So, I mean, a lot has transpired. A lot has been going on. One thing I have noticed since I have come back. And before I start that, let me go ahead and give a shout out to T-Man. I see he has jump-started and kicked it up a notch while he's... You know, he's doing his show again. And, that was unexpected. I thought that he went ahead and he just went on to other things. But he's doing his thing also. So, shout out to T-Man. And, you know, for everybody that's contacting T-Man, you know what I mean, inquiring about me. There's no need to do that. Well, probably is because I'm horrible at getting back with cats, you know, with the emails and stuff, man. It's just too much. So, first of all, let me go ahead and give an apology for all the cats that's inquired about me and hit me up on the email tip. But I very rarely check my emails. And when I do check my emails, you know, I have so many inquiries, I just don't really get down to answering every single email, man. But I do appreciate your concern, and I appreciate your, you know, inquiring to what's going on with me. You know what I'm saying? So, once again, my humble apologies to everybody who's shot me a line, but I didn't necessarily respond. I just don't have enough time in the day to just respond to everybody's emails, man. So, yeah, I did. Let me see. Yeah, I went to chroniccast.blogspot.com. Y'all gonna have to give me a little bit of time to get back into this, man. My flow was kind of stale. You know, I've been away from the game, man. You know what I mean? So just go ahead, give me a little bit of breathing room. You know, I can't even remember, you know, names, places, and dates right about now because I've been away from the game so long. But yeah, chroniccast.blogspot.com. I was over there this past week. And like I said, I heard T-Man was talking about people was emailing him. inquiring about where I was at and what I was doing. So I was like, well, now that they hounding and they bugging T-Man, I guess I need to cut, you know, get back on the scene, man, and let everybody know that I'm okay. And plus, my boy, Rick Nasty, he been on me. He been on my case about getting my hustle back up and getting back on with the podcast. So I hope you're happy, Rick. I am back in the game. And man, I just totally forgot how to do shit, man. I was trying to upload audio this and audio that and edit this and edit that with, you know, the same program I've been using for the past 4 or 5 years. And I just drew a blank. I couldn't remember what buttons to push. And it's been a long time, man. It has been a long time. And then to compound that, the usual recorder that I use for my audio, it had been sitting, like I said, it had been sitting around for a year with the same battery in it. And when I go ahead to spit my first show, of course the recorder doesn't work because the battery inside of the recorder went ahead and corroded and battery acid all in my digital recorder. And I'm highly irritated about that because I loved that recorder, man. It's severely out of date, but it was useful, you know. So that thing went ahead and died on me. So I'm now using my iPhone, you know what I mean. Just a lot has been transpiring. A lot has been happening. Like I said, I had to step away from the game, man, because my whole mind was just kind of messed up. I have that MC Hammer syndrome, you know what I mean? MC Hammer was known for being really kind-hearted and just freely giving to everyone that was, you know, in his immediate cipher, in his immediate circumference. That's the same thing that I was falling victim to, man. You know, I have this inner guilt about some of the stuff that I've been involved in. Watching these females go through what they go through day in and day out. All because of the Mac City Empire, man. And of course, I know ad nauseum all the fellas tell me, man, they did all that by choice. You know what I'm saying, man? Like, why do you keep wringing your hands about it, man? Because that's just the way that I am, man. I just do not like, I don't like to hurt people, man. I don't like to hurt people, and irregardless of whether they did it voluntarily or whatever, I just don't like to see people hurt. You know what I mean? But the thing is, of course, people say, well, you know, if you're so hurt about it, why don't you just take down the site? Well, I mean, look, listen, let's not be hasty now, okay? Let's not be retarded. I'm not about to starve for none of you bitches. Believe that. I don't like to see y'all hurt, but I don't like to see me hurt either. And until I find something that can fill the slot, you know what I mean, financially, you know, it's kind of like being a dope dealer. You know, you get started doing it and you get good at it. And, one day, you know, you kind of decide, like, man, I don't want to do this no more. But you kind of paint yourself into a corner. You like, man, I would really like to do something else. But, man, I'm making pretty good money doing this, man. You know what I mean? But, like I say, you paint yourself into a corner. You've been doing it so long, you don't necessarily know what you'll do after selling the dope. You know what I mean? And then, you know, of course, there's the aspect of you ruining the community with the dope that you're selling. You know, so it's like, I painted myself into a corner, so to speak. You know, I'm making really good money still. Well, it's not like 2007 money. I can't even say that, because actually, last year was actually my best year. 2013, I cleaned up. Woo-wee, I cleaned up, man. I don't know what the hell happened, but I had a surge of, you know, really profitable things going on, man, with my site. This year, it's dipped. It's like the exact opposite. This is probably one of the worst years I've actually had. You know what I mean? Probably one of the worst years. But that's kind of like off the subject, man. I'm kind of like I said, I got the MC Hammer disease, man. I was going ahead, hooking, you know, females up the way I usually do, giving them this, giving them that, helping them do this, helping them do that, all because I got this inner guilt about some of the things that I've seen them go through, and I kind of see myself as being responsible for it, because they are out there in cyberspace having sex with a fat boy. You know, now I'll go ahead and give you an example. You know what I mean? Cats. Yeah, I had a couple emails, because crybaby, everybody's kind of like fascinated about the whole relationship I have with Crybaby Nish. And once again, we're not talking, because this bitch got a fascination with jail niggas. You know what I mean? It's like every time I turn around, she is just doing something so fucking stupid, man. It's unreal. I'm like, you are really fucking stupid. You are just beyond retarded. And man, when they say you can't save them, believe me, trust and believe, man, you cannot save them. You can't save them, man. Now, once upon a time, not going to lie, I did see her in a more personal light, as far as I actually entertained and actually wanted to make this chick like very, very, very special. Like, you know, my right hand, you know, my boo, my bae. That, of course, is no longer the case, but don't get it twisted. I still love her. You know what I mean? I don't want any harm to come to her, and I'm kind of hyper sensitive to that. And so when I see her going down the path of destruction, I have this instinct to try and intervene. You know what I mean? But like I said, I've become older and I've become wiser. And of course, with age, my whole lust for just banging on broads has diminished and stuff. So, I mean, I used to bang on Nish like every goddamn week, man. I just couldn't get enough. But past, actually, couple years, it hasn't been like that, man. You know, she'd come over, we just rap, we just kick it. And, you know, I would just take care of her, you know, the best of my ability, and her son. And, you know, I wouldn't ask her to do nothing. Y'all know how it is with me, you know. I'm a power trick extraordinaire. And, wouldn't ask her to cook nothing, do no laundry, suck my off, nothing, man. Just like, here, baby, take this cheese, go enjoy yourself, take care of yourself, take care of your son, you know what I mean? And would not ask for anything in return. Now, once in a while, you do have to have them, you know, put a little something back into the bank. That's a little something that me and Tony Dreamer thoroughly insist on. You can't keep trying to, you know, make withdrawals out the bank if you don't add money or funds into the bank. You have to have a balance that you can actually take something from. So, you know, this recent episode, man, it was like, I was going to change my phone. What was it? Yeah, my cell phone service. I was going to change my cell phone service, man. And once again, please bear with me, man. My mind is not right. I'm discombobulated. I got to get back into this flow. So I'm going to be stumbling and stammering until I get it back. You feel me? Been away from the game for a year. But anyways, I was going to go ahead and get a better deal on a cell phone service. So, you know, I was like paying $130 through Verizon and just for one line, man. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, it's about time to redo my contract. And when I do this, I may as well get two lines, and you know, with a possibly with a different service, or talk to Verizon and get a better deal. You know, get two lines for probably half that price or whatever, you know, or maybe comparable to it. So I was actually looking for a possible a two-line deal for maybe like $90, $100 or whatever. You know, I think I could probably get that off. I was going to go ahead and hook my girl Nish up with it. You know what I'm saying? I was going to go ahead and pay that bill. I was going to pay that phone bill for her because I seen that, you know, she was having trouble keeping her phone on. And I was just like, well, I'm already paying $130 for one line. I may as well go ahead and get me a cheaper deal with two lines. And I just have Nish on it. But before I did that, I was like, wait, let me pause that. Baby girl really hasn't done anything for me out the blue. You know, probably like 3 months. It had been like 3 months. And, you know, usually she'll volunteer to do stuff, come around and do stuff for me, but she hadn't been doing that. And of course, I knew that she had been entertaining some jail nigga. Yeah, you know, this happens all the time. She falls in love with a jail nigga. She start acting funny. And then, you know, she act like she don't really, you know, fuck with a nigga, man. So, well, like I said, that's just the cycle we go through. You know, it's to be expected. Once again, I'm not necessarily cupcaking on her. I ain't sweet on her like that no more. So it's like, you know, that's just the way the game is, man. Just deal with it. Or cut her off. You know what I mean? So I was just like, well, before I go ahead and hit her with this sweet deal, I'm going to try, you know, my little thing. I'm going to go ahead and test her out, see where her mind is at, right? I tells her, hey, you know, I tell her the whole scoop. I'm be like, look, I'm going to take care of you. I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to put you on. Let me back up. Not only was I going to go ahead and get her on my phone plan, but I was going to go ahead and give her my iPhone, you know, because she had another phone, which I had bought a couple years ago, and it's trashed, screen all cracked and messed up. You know, it was on its last leg. And the iPhone that I had was basically pristine, damn near brand new, iPhone 4S, and I always keep it in a case, so wasn't no cracks, wasn't no scratches on it. I mean, it would be a significant step up. So I'm going to give her the iPhone, put her on my plan, you know what I mean? Going to pay it every month. That's just one less bill she got to deal with. But before I was going to do that, I was just going to see where her mind was at. And I tells her the whole plan, to give her the phone, put her on my plan, everything. And then I just tell her, look, but hey, why don't you go ahead and do me a favor? Come on by, you know, hook a nigga up. You know what I'm saying? Now, keep in mind, I hadn't had any sex with her in, I don't know, probably about 4 months. You know what I mean? I had other breezies on deck, you know, that I was dealing with. But she was still top bitch because she been with me the longest in the game. And pretty much, I mean, she been the most loyal. But due to the fact she got some fascination with another jail nigga, she acting funky again, okay? So, I tell her, yeah, come on by, hook a nigga up, you know. She's like, okay, okay. Of course, come by, the weekend come when she's supposed to come over, hook me up. Bitch don't show up. Bitch don't call. Bitch ignores my call, you know what I'm saying? And I don't know what's wrong with these females, man. You know, Facebook is just, it's just marvelous for busting bitches and lies and shit, right? But the next week after she didn't show up to go ahead and pay the toll to the troll, she tell me, I couldn't make it. I didn't have no babysitter. I couldn't go out. I couldn't get out. No one would watch my son. But, you know, I've been watching her and Nikki, y'all know Darling Nikki. Shouts out to Darling Nikki. You know, I've been watching them kick it and do all sorts of fly fabulous shit the weekend she said she couldn't go out. She said she couldn't find a babysitter, but here's pictures of her at this club, at that club, kicking it, drinking, what she like to drink? Oh, Remy Martin, she drinking and kicking it, and I mean, all weekend. But she gonna lie to me and tell me that she couldn't find a babysitter. And I just be killing me, man. I be like, who do y'all think y'all dealing with? Who do you bitches think y'all dealing with, man? You know, and so I let her know in no uncertain terms. I'm like, look, I know you lying. You don't know what's going on. You just you think you know everything. So it just came to the point where I was like, okay, your disrespect level is just getting out of hand. You know what I mean? I don't ever ask you for shit. You know, I'm always doing for you whatever I can. You know, this is a chick I give my, and y'all probably saying, oh, nigga, you lost your mind. But, you know, I give her my bank card. You know what I mean? My debit card to go get money out the bank. That's how much I trust this chick. You know what I'm saying? That's how much I love this chick, man. You know, I don't do that shit. You know, not with any female. But with her, I do it. Been in the game too long. So I went ahead, you know, whenever she needs something, here, take the card. Get whatever you need out. You know what I'm saying? Just bring the card back. You know, but this heifer, once I asked for a shot of ass, and consequently, let me let y'all know, I really wasn't going to fuck. I really wasn't pressed. I just wanted to see what she was going to do. And she let me down, man. You know what I mean? And so, moral of the story is, whenever you kicking in dividends, man, and the bitch don't kick none out to you, it's time to let, you know, it's time to let her go, nigga. Time to let her go. It's time to let her deal with whatever she gonna deal with on her own. You know what I mean? Because basically, what's the use of having you around? You know, you just a drain. You know, you don't add anything to my life. You're only taking away. You want money, but you don't want to fuck. You know what I mean? And I'm not even trying to fuck on you like that. You know, I had other bitches that I could fuck with. You know what I'm saying? It's like, then I go ahead and hit you with the sweet deal. I'm going to pay this phone bill for you, and I'm going to hit you with a pristine new iPhone. But you want to chase a jail nigga. You know what I'm saying? And I'm just telling y'all, you know, a lot of you cats are saying, nigga, you sound hurt because she fucking with a jail nigga. It's not even about that. She can chase all the jail niggas she want. It's just going to be a situation where she just continually just crashing and fucking burning. It's not hurting me. Shit. I've just basically come to the conclusion, man, that shit, I'm just always going to have, you know, young bitches on deck. You know, bitches is turning 18 every day. So it's not like I'm missing anything because I can always get a newer model, nigga. You understand what I'm saying? I'm not going to be the cat that's really locked into a conventional relationship. That part of my life is over. I can't really get into that, man. I've tried. I got a female right now that's in Columbus. 51-year-old chick, man. And man, it is so hard just dealing with an older chick, man. You know, and she loved my dirty drawers, man. She's calling me every day. She want to come over. But I've gotten accustomed and used to a certain sort of lifestyle. So it's just hard to just have a real intimate relationship with a woman. You know, I get bored real easy, and I don't like to be crowded, and she crowding the fuck out of me, man. You know what I mean? I like the way I've been doing shit for the past 10 years. You know. But, nigga, you can't save him, man. You can't save him. And there's a lot of other shit that's going on with her, and I'm not going to say anything about those things because, you know, I still love her, and I don't want to get too personal, too much of her personal business, but it ain't been going well for her. It hasn't. True. So she can chase all the jail niggas she want. I'm not butthurt about it, but the thing is, if you fucking with me, bitch, you're going to respect the game. That's all that is. If I'm out here putting in the dividends, putting in the work to take care of you, you're not going to parade no jail nigga in my face and elevate him above me. So fuck it. Kick it with the jail nigga. Shit.
And then in the same time, in the same breath, be mad and pissed off at me because I'm fucking with the next bitch. Whew. Where they do that shit at, nigga? Man. So, that's just a little something I've been going through, man, with my little MC Hammer disease, trying to take care of bitches, and they ain't taking care of me. And, you know, there's always the ones that's closest to you, man. Familiarity breeds contempt. Can't let these chicks get too familiar with you, man. Because when that happens, it's like all respect goes out the window, man. For real, so. But with that being said, take me a little break, my nigga. I'll be back.
Hey, Big Mike, this is Veronica. I know I'm calling you kind of early, but I'm on my way to school. And I was wondering, we gonna set something up and give me a call. I get home from school about 3 o'clock, so I'd love to hear from you. Let me know what's up. All right, bye.
Fat Mac, baby. Yeah, I'm back once again, one time for your mind. Let me tell y'all something, man. I'ma make this short and brief. I just wanted to come in and holler at y'all, let y'all know I'm still alive. I'm still doing my thing, man. Just be patient with me. I'm trying to get my chops back, man. You feel me? Trying to get back into the groove. And once again, want to give shout-outs to, you know, chroniccast.blogspot.com, TaylorMade, T-Man. Still holding it down. And to all my cats out there, man, my Mac City citizens that showed love and showed concern while I was away. And my humble apologies to all those I couldn't necessarily get back to. Man. But anyway, like I said, just coming in, hollering at y'all. Be on the lookout for me. And also, I have a couple requests for my dog, Tony Dreamer, to come back into the mix and explain some things also. So be looking out for that. And once again, I really appreciate you cats, man. You know what I mean? The shows are about to start flowing again, pimping. Fat Mac, baby, and I'm out. And I'm out. And I'm out. Thank you.
Give them your love! Give them your power! The moments that surface like a sexual assault. Ladies!